Hello, it's Andre from Verge Magazine and Alternative Sport. Yes, I said my full name because I'm here with my chest out as a Giants fan. I've got a pummeling from the 49ers, so let's get that out of the way. I'm here with my friends, my amigos, my pals, my homies, familia. We're all together again, and it only took 4 weeks into the season to be able to get this up and going. Now, I'll start off with, in order of importance, you know, Sam's going last. Oliver Wilson, how are you?
All good, mate. Glad to be back for the first one of the season for myself. Missed you guys. Although we have had about half an hour of just bitching at each other for the before we even got recording. So maybe we've got it out of the system and we're all ready to be nice to each other. I just don't think
there's going to be that. There's a lot left in the tank. That's for sure. And I went for you accidentally because you were the person moving and my eyes got attracted by your name. But no, you're not more important than the next person here. Ash, how are you, my love?
Yeah, what an emotional journey of a sporting weekend that I had anyway. But I know that obviously you guys were the same with your Premier League football and everything as well. But yeah, damn, I think I'm just still not over that Sunday week 3 NFL slate that I know all kind of grabbed us by the necks and kind of just threw us against a wall for a hot three quarters, I think, all of us when we were chatting and everything. So, yeah. But, hey, it's London Games Week, guys. How exciting is this? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It is true. Now that Tottenham have actually, you know, won the throne of being London's team, definitely for sure. George, how are you, sir? You went into silence. George. How are you, George?
I'm good. I'm just here representing the Colts. My man, Gardner Minshew, that defensive line, Shane Steichen, best rookie coach in the NFL, best defensive line unit in the NFL. I'm good. I'm just chilling, bro. I'm chilling.
I was actually going to go for Scott, but I don't know where he's run off. He's already seen the confrontation. He sees what's coming. He sees Sam's smug face because no one normally gets to see that because they usually got their ass whipped every week. However, Sam, how are you this week?
It's a great week. Sun's shining. It's good. Do you know what? I feel as good as everyone else did when their team won this weekend. That's how good I feel for the team that didn't. How are you feeling, Dre? How are you feeling?
You know what? We got beaten by the future Super Bowl champions. So I'm all right. I know my place in this world. I know exactly where we stand. And it's definitely not with the 49ers. I'm thankful that they were merciful on us. Hopefully they won't be as merciful when they play against the Eagles and they give them exactly what they should be getting. Now, Scott, I will find out how he is, Scott, Cowboys fan, when he decides to come back, which he is coming back in now. Got the shades and everything on. Look at this.
Yeah, Deion Sanders up in the corner there.
Look at this. Before the Ducks come to visit.
Chador going on.
I was going to say, you should have seen what happened with Oregon this weekend.
Oh, I saw that. What a hell of a game. I saw that.
Right, Scott, stop running. Yeah. How are you?
I'm here. Let's put it that way. Between all the technical stuff, I think, you know, and I'm feeling a little under the weather right now. I think everything's just trying to come at me, but you know what? Everything's trying to stop me from bigging up the Cowboys, but I'm still here to do it. Whether it be technical, whether I'm feeling under the weather, I'm always gonna root for the Cowboys no matter what. But goodness me, Sam Morgan. Kudos to you and your Cardinals. I think I won't get into it, but I think we thought we had that game won before we even walked into it. And it is devastating for Cowboys fans because once again, this cycle, which we all talk about each year, the Cowboys, so we start off, this is our year, and then it slowly but surely, the realization kicks in that it might not be our year. And I'm at that point right now. So Dre, I'm not doing too great right now.
Well, you know, on behalf of Giants fans, welcome to misery. So I'm glad that happened to you, not us, because we had to rescue our season very quickly last week, just to remind people
that the
still the Giants feel like my team has the upper hand the over your team right now, though, Dre. It's considering
you dropped a 40
bomb on your team. Yeah, okay, I'm just going to drop it.
Let's move on away from week one to week four.
Right, but it's okay, good to be back. So thank you.
It's good to have you guys back. Honestly, it's good to have the NFL back, and you know, more importantly, I get to enjoy it with my friends. So I'm going to go through the actual games of week four. I'm going to very quickly, which is very difficult with these guys because they're all mouthy, go through the actual game and, you know, give us their predictions on each one. And lock of the week is back.
Ooh.
For the game that you are sure and will stand on it and put your chest out, that is going to, you're going to be able to predict that fixture, that result. So, all right, let's start off with Detroit at Green Bay. I'll go to you, Scott, because you have had the most humbling here, not including the 49ers. What say you, sir? Who you got, Detroit or Green Bay?
I like this one. I think these two teams last year are completely different when we come into it this year. I mean, Green Bay, new identity. Ash can, you know, she'll know all about this, but I was really impressed with what I saw from Jordan Love this past week. I thought he looked pretty clutch. I think he looked a little nervous in that first kind of half. I was a bit concerned about how he was passing the ball. The connection just didn't seem to be there with his receivers, but hey, look, they kind of got it back and they look good. Detroit, they're my team. If I could pick a second team to support, it'd be Detroit. I love how they play football, very offensively minded. It's just a lot of fun to watch. And the receivers are coming from everywhere. You know, it doesn't matter if it's, you know, Amon-Ra St. Brown or Sam Laporta, the tight end. They're getting the points. They're going to be very exciting. So it's going to be a high-powered game. I see a lot of air yards in this. David Montgomery, he was out this week. Let's see if he's back this week. Jahmyr Gibbs, let's see if the rookie has a big game. I'm going to go Lions purely because of their offense. I think it's a better offense than it is to the Packers, no offense to Ash, but I will say if Aaron Jones is back in this game, that is a dynamic that needs to be looked at because he gives this offense a huge boost. But I'm going to go with the Lions because I think that they've got the better offense in this one.
Sam?
Yeah, sorry, Ash. I think I'm going to have to sit with the Lions on this one. I think watching the Packers even this week against the Saints, and they again stumbled over the line there. And I think it only happened after Derek Carr got taken out of the game. I think that's when we saw, obviously, the Packers actually come alive a little bit. And as soon as Jordan Love started to get a bit rushed, he didn't look like he actually had the answers, really. I don't think he's going to be as accurate as people think he's going to, as far as he's going to be this season. So the Lions, both sides of the ball, I think Jared Goff as well is just showing actually the levels that he is. You know, he's that senior QB with the right experience. I think it was only his first interception was last week, and before that it was over like 300 passing attempts without one. So just shows where the consistency he's at as well. As Scott mentioned there, Montgomery obviously potentially coming back into it as well. They're going to be pretty healthy against this Packers side who I think they're still trying to find their feet a little bit after Aaron Rodgers. I think there's going to be a bit of time before they settle. So, yeah, the Lions for me, and hopefully that was less than 30 seconds, George.
George, you got?
I got the Lions too. I just feel like wow, they're a better team right now. I trust what they're doing on their defense more than I trust what the Packers are doing. And also, we keep forgetting about this Lions O-line. They have one of the best O-lines in the game, and they're not talked about enough. They really aren't. I think David Montgomery was doubtful, which means he's close to coming back than he's not. So you pair him back with Jahmyr Gibbs. You've got Reynolds back there as well. Jameson Williams will be back in a couple more games too. I'm a big fan of the Lions, and I think they take this win in a close game though.
I'll come to you last, Ash, because I know where you're going to go. Ollie, who you got?
Yeah, I'm taking the Lions as well. I mean, what hasn't been said already, to be honest, the reason why Goff is so good is because of that offensive line, is that he's getting the best protection that he's had in his career. And Goff, when he sits and has protection, can be an absolute sniper with the football. Amon-Ra St. Brown, we already know he's an absolute beast, and he's still looking like that this year. Get Montgomery back, that defensive line. They don't have a great pass rush, and that's one thing that they'll be able to do. They've got Hutchinson, and that's about it in terms of getting to the quarterback. But Sam Hutchinson has done a really good job of doing that so far. I like Jordan Love. I like the rebuild that the Green Bay Packers are starting to do. It was always going to have to happen with Aaron Rodgers leaving and other departures as well this year. They've still got the solid running back tandem once they both get back healthy again. I just think the Lions are that bridging team right now between the pretty goods and the very goods in the NFL. Mm. And the Lions are only a couple of steps away from getting up into that level. They'll take the division this year.
Ash, all of these guys here have gone against your team. You're standing alone. Tell us why the Packers will win.
So this is a hot, hot, hot divisional matchup. It's the Lions and the Packers. Not as good as, yeah, the Packers and the Bears. But listen, guys, that game on Sunday against the Saints, it was brutal to watch. I mean, I was chatting to you, George, and you, Dre. I had to turn the volume down at one point. It was horrible to watch. For three quarters of that game, the Packers just... Nothing was sitting right. But we have to agree, the Packers had five of their top starting players not in that game against the Saints. If we have everybody back, that's including Bakhtiari, Jones, Christian Watson, Jair Alexander, and Jenkins and stuff as well, this could be a hot team that could go up against this Lions team. And I'm not saying that the Lions are bad. I think it's going to be really close. And I do think it's going to be a bit close for comfort. But if everything turns out well, and hey, we've seen Jordan Love and the Packers offensive line do some really slick plays. And I like the stuff that's coming out from the head coaches and the offensive coordinators and everything. But we've just got to kind of get it together almost. So maybe this could be the week. And hey, it's a short week for both us and the Lions. You know, no team really has an advantage here. But if the Packers has all of their starters playing, if everybody's healthy, Packers will win this easy. Easy.
Not being down 17-0 as well at one point would be helpful as well. I mean, the Packers are making life difficult this year, aren't they?
Exactly. You think the Pats aren't going to take that Super Bowl victory against the Falcons because they had to come from behind? Of course, the win's a win.
I'm with Ash. I'm a Jordan Love fan. I really think he's really good. I think he's. They've got themselves a leader. They got some really exciting new players and wide receivers. So I think maybe we're going on name recognition more than anything else. And then the fact that they came back to win, I think that's going to spark, you know, a lot of confidence within the team. So I like what I've seen from the Packers. I really think that they're good. So I will side with Ash and go with the Packers.
Oh, my God. Seen what one of the games are. We ain't come to it yet, but shit, Dolphins are playing the Bills. Oh, my God.
Well, let's go with the London game. Obviously, we've got all of the activities and action and fandom that is going to be happening in London this weekend with the NFL. Now we've got the Jacksonville Jaguars facing the Atlanta Falcons. I'm going to go with you, Ollie. Since you won't be at this particular game, lucky you, because you won't have to face all the traffic and stuff like that. And so all people are going to moan and say, you're lucky to get to go. Shut up. Right, Ollie.
Welcome, I think, to the matchup that after this weekend is basically who's worse rather than who is better. I'm not buying the Atlanta Falcons at all this year. I think they have made such a bad decision of not moving on from Ridder at the quarterback position. They're wasting great offensive talent right now that they have in Drake London and Kyle Pitts. Bijan Robinson's an awesome running back, backed up by Algier, who runs so hard. Absolutely love that. But if you haven't got a great quarterback, if you haven't even got a good quarterback, it's not going to work. And I think Arthur Smith has been held back now by the limitations of what he has under center at this point. And that, for me, means that the Falcons are going to be really fun and fighty for a lot of this season, but they're not going to get over the hump in some big games and in big moments. The Texans have the Jacksonville Jaguars number, so it's not that surprising that the Jags went down this weekend. I expect a response at Wembley. I expect the Jags to be prepared because they're doing back-to-back games in London, so they're not going to be thinking, oh, well, we just want to get in and get home. They know they're here for a week. I think that might change their mentality a bit coming into it, the players that perhaps aren't necessarily into being in London. And they still have so many studs on that offense. Trevor Lawrence is still getting better every single year. Travis Etienne is an absolute dog at running back. So I got the Jags to make hay while the going's good against the Falcons to get a victory.
George, getting there.
Yeah, I'm with Ollie on this. I've been saying it from day one. I don't see the Falcons hype. I just don't see it. Bijan Robinson's great, and so is Tyler Algier. Great. Cordell Patterson's yet to show up, but great. He's a good running back too. You don't have a great quarterback. You don't have a throwing quarterback. I've said it before. Once the run game comes to an end, or once defenses can work out the run game, yes, you can use Bijan in the wide receiver position or in the slot position. But there's a finite amount that Bijan can do for your team. Once that's gone, what are you going to do? Nothing. Desmond Ridder is not a good quarterback, and that's the long and short of it. Jaguars win the game. This is their first home game at Wembley. Obviously, they're playing twice here, but Jags win this game and then move to 2-2, and the Falcons go to 2-2 also.
Seems to me there's a little bit of bias going on here since George will be doing a lot of promo for the Jags. It seems to me that there was a zero chance.
He says wearing the Colts that gear.
For now. Now, if you please take a look at George on Sports for his picture with the Jags uniform on. I definitely will be looking forward to that. Ash, get in there.
Yeah, I'm going for the Falcons here. I love this matchup. And I know lots of people are probably going to be like, not going to be a great game. They're both coming off a loss last night and everything, coming into the first London slate games. Guys, I've been saying it. Do not sleep on this Falcon team. Yes, Desmond Ridder is a massive, massive concern. This passing game in the Falcons just hasn't turned up yet, but it's going to pop off at some point. Week four could be the game. I mean, I'm looking at this Falcons defense. They have some stacked players on there. You just got to look at Jesse Bates, who is it? Calais Campbell, Grady Jarrett, everything. If the Jaguars don't turn up on the day, and hey, we've seen them do that before. On their good days, the Jags are good. But when they don't turn up, if their head's not in it, this Jags team can be unpicked by a good, solid defense. And I think we're going to see the Falcons win here from their defense.
Sam, what say you, sir?
A couple of things on this. One, if you had Marcus Mariota and get rid of him, why would you roll with Ridder?
Mm-hmm.
Makes no sense. So I'm going Jags, and I'm going to keep that short and sweet at that point. But I want to address two other points. One, there's a household interest. That's why Ash is going for the Falcons. That can be the only reason. And the second other, and then the other thing, with George doing what he's doing, if you can't beat them, you join them. So that's why he's becoming a Jags fan.
I like it.
Who are you going for, Sam? Who are you going for?
The Jags. I said I'm going through the Jags, but I'm just saying, you know, let's give you the fans to what they need to hear as to why those other picks came out.
And also, Sam hasn't had his accreditation approved by the Jags yet, so therefore that's why.
Yeah. It's already here. Why do you think I said the comment?
Sitting there watching him. Well, Scotty, baby, bring us home.
Yeah, I mean, Sam said if you can't beat them, join them. Your Cardinals bet my Cowboys. No way am I going to be joining that Cardinals fan group anyway. I'm still going to stick with my Cowboys. But I'm going to rock with the Jaguars. I've been so unimpressed with this Falcons team, like we've all touched on. Offensively, it's just been really disappointing. I mean, how can you have like a Bijan Robinson in the backfield? He ran for 33 yards this Sunday, just gone. Like, how is that possible with a talent that good to just, and I understand there's O-line issues and there's other factors there, but goodness me, like when you have the talent that they have, Drake London, there's no reason why he can't be a standout wide receiver one. So you've got your wide receiver one, you have your RB one, and you've Kyle Pitts, who everyone described as a fantasy football unicorn coming into this season and when he was a rookie, and there's so much hype, and to see all these stars and none of them to really perform. Yes, Bijan has been good and he's done a few nice juke moves, we've seen it. It's down to coaching, I'm going to say. I feel like they don't know how to properly utilize these talented players. I feel like if these players are on other teams, they are literally running away with offensive player of the year or whatever it might be. So I'm going to go with the Jags purely because this was a playoff caliber team as well last year. Let's not forget, they brought the Chiefs down to the wire in that playoff game. Chiefs had to give it everything. I think if the Jags, the confidence might be knocked a little, but I mean, with Calvin Ridley in there as well, and a couple of other their good offensive weapons, I think that they should win this one purely down to them having the better quarterback and the better roster. But like Ash alluded to earlier, they do have a lot of big men up front, Calais Campbell, Grady Jarrett. They're going to make it very hard for Travis Etienne to run the ball. So I'm going to come out here and say that Calvin Ridley has a big day because I think there's going to be a lot of passing through the air for Trevor Lawrence. But give me the Jags. I like them in this one.
Yeah, this is going to be a tough game to watch on television, let alone in person. But I'll go with the Jags. This is just barely. But yeah, well, we were thirsty for NFL action in London live, so therefore we are very grateful for it. But Lord have mercy, this is going to be a long watch. Scott, I'm going to come back to you. Guys, we listeners, we will get through this in around an hour.
Oh, don't worry, I promise you.
I'm going to keep them on track. So let's start step up the pace even more. So Dolphins, obviously, ridiculous score over the weekend. You know, was it more about the Dolphins and then give you a prediction, or was it more about the Broncos being trash?
Oh, I think it's got to be about the Dolphins. It's got to be. I mean, you put up 70 points. Come on. That's just not your standard Sunday. And it's not even that. Yes, Tyreek goes out there early and gets a touchdown. Then he gets another. Then he's in the stands and he's dancing. And you go, okay, they'll probably put up 35. It did not take the foot off the throttle. Like, it was just nonstop action. This Dolphins, like, the offense just needs to be taken legit, but so does the defense, because the Broncos weren't just like sitting back. They wanted to get these results here. That I am so excited to see how the Dolphins get on for the course of the season, because I think they are the hottest offense in football right now. Yes, look, the Broncos have issues. Let's not act like they were playing a top caliber team, but still, it's NFL at the end of the day, and it's not easy to get a win in the NFL. It's a lot harder to put 70 points up on a professional team. And I saw Sean Payton in that press conference he just did there. He was fuming, and he has to be. And I wouldn't want to be part of that team talk, but I don't know how you coach a team and you get that encouragement back and that momentum back when a team puts 70 points up on you. It's tough. Yeah. Shout out Devin Achane as well, or Achane. Incredible game for the rookie running back, himself and Raheem Mostert. Dolphins, we've always been like, oh, they're missing an RB1. Maybe they'll go for Dalvin Cook. They just showed us they don't need to. A committee backfield works for them, and they proved it. Electric through the air, powerhouse on the ground. This Dolphins team has it. So, yeah, I think it's got to be more about the Dolphins offense and how they were, because I was amazed by them.
George, prediction can you versus just... the... Sorry, go on.
No, George, can you just put the shades on a second? I'd like... I'm interested in asking Coach Prime here. It's great to have Coach Prime on the show.
Oh, yes.
Now, I want to know, Coach Prime, would your Colorado unit have allowed 70 points Denver did this week? Would a college football side have allowed 70 points, Coach?
Absolutely not. No. Absolutely not. That's
he
a
came
shame.
Close I'm, to it, though. He was on the segue, way to it.
On that segue, though, appreciate the question, sir. On that segue right there, we're gonna get into this game with the Bills and the Dolphins. This is game of the week right here, man. This is a special game. Now, I love the Dolphins because I love Tua Tagovailoa, but I also have a lot of respect for Josh Allen and the Bills. This is a shootout, plain and simple. Bills have a better defense. Dolphins have a better offense. I think the Dolphins win this game in a close one. I don't think Josh Allen does anything wrong. It's a straight shootout. And I guess the Dolphins will have Jalen Waddle back as well, who they didn't have in the game against the Broncos. So, I mean, it's going to be a great game. I think the Finns are going to move to 4-0. The Bills are going to lose and go to 2-2. Not at any fault of their own. They've just been, you know, they've been outbeat on offense because they just don't have the firepower. They don't. Could be wrong, but this is going to be my game. I'm not going to lock it, but Dolphins win.
I was seeing how far your chest
not yet
puffs out. sorry, Scott, did you give your actual...
No, it was more so just ranting about how the Dolphins were electric. But yeah, I mean, going on that, I'm hardly going to take the Bills now. So I'm still going to go Dolphins in this one. Yes, I think it'll be tight. It's not good. It's going to be hard to go from one gear playing one of the worst teams in the league to one of the best. But I think this Dolphins team can do it. There's no reason why they shouldn't be confident in themselves, because they've got all the talent to do it. So yeah, give me the Dolphins.
Samo?
Yeah, I'm going with the Dolphins on this one. Yeah, it was an impressive victory, of course. But I need to touch on this Broncos side. They sold their soul to get this coaching. They sold their soul to bring Russell Wilson in. Who upstairs is looking at this game that these are the two pieces that take you to a competitive team to at least challenge for playoffs? Those two pieces aren't enough. And there were so many other things that they needed to do. And I think it showed right now that Sean Payton isn't the answer for a rebuild. I just don't think he's that guy. I think they should have gone with a younger coach to start the rebuild. It would have been a lot cheaper to put in the right pieces to get where they needed to be. They just thought he was going to turn up, be best pals, because Russell Wilson's the same height as Drew Brees. That was probably the only comparison you could have.
between the two of them at this time, because Russell Wilson isn't cooking. He hasn't cooked a meal since bloody HelloFresh turned up. Do you know what I mean? So I think right now they're in a bad, bad way. I mean, people have been coming down like us on us like a ton of bricks about how bad we're supposed to be for the season. But for me, if anyone's actually looking at the Cardinals organization, there is a plan. We've had a clear out of sort of the senior players. We're starting to bring the youth in. We try to get as many picks recouped as much as we can. There's a plan. There isn't one for the Broncos. Mm-hmm. There isn't one. And I think they're banging trouble. Whereas the Dolphins are the complete opposite. They've been building this. And we've all been watching this now for the last couple of seasons, what they've been doing. And we've always said that they're the team to watch. They haven't quite got over the line, but I feel like there's something really brewing there for these guys, and definitely the one to watch. And if they do beat the Bills, I think people really do have to take them seriously for this playoff run.
Ash and then Ollie?
Yes, I mean, I actually won't get into it too much just for a shortened time, but I don't think it was a bad decision by the Broncos to go after Sean Payton at all. I do think the issue here lies with more of the players than it does with the coaching staff, but that's just my humble opinion. But yeah, I mean, I would love for the Bills to come into this game and absolutely beat Miami like out of the water. Do you know what I mean? I think so many people are going to be all over this Dolphins team just because they blew out Denver. But you've got to look at the bigger picture here and stuff. Like, yeah, it wasn't a great caliber team that Miami were up against. But yeah, you can't then disagree that Miami don't have a stacked team. Tua is on fire. Tyreek Hill is on fire. Like, they just have so many weapons. But then again, this Buffalo team, I just haven't been 100% committed to them this season at all. I wasn't 100% committed to them last year either. I think this game is going to go down to the wire. I think the Dolphins are going to snag the win here. Yeah, I'm not confident though on that, but I think the Dolphins might snag it.
Everyone's all in so far on the Dolphins. Ollie?
Yeah, Miami and lock it up. This is my lock of the week. Yeah.
Nice. Cool. That's bold.
Hey, wait, I'm not going to leave it on like, oh, betting against the team that Arizona are playing. Oh, geez. Come on. Like, let's go full guns here. This Miami side is the most fun team to watch in the NFL. Yeah. There are a lot of really average to bad teams, I feel, this year, or at least in the first 3 weeks, that haven't been that good. And the Bills, at least after a big win over Washington, have started to click through the gears, and we're seeing a bit more of actually what they should look like, as opposed to week one Josh Allen that looked like his rookie season again, an absolute mess of a QB at that point. But this Miami team started flying absolutely off to the races. Look, two away victories against the Chargers and up in New England on Sunday Night Football. Those are big victories to have. Then you got your first home game of the season. You decimate Denver. The only negative thing against the Miami Dolphins this year is that they didn't kick an easy field goal to break the regular season record of 70 points for 73 points this weekend. And I know you're not meant to run up the score. And I know Mike McDaniel was being very sporting to Sean Payton's team, who'd already allowed 70 anyway. But forget that. You're one of the best young coaches in the NFL right now. You, Mike McDaniel, have created this Miami offense with the tools that you've had of the speed of Hill and Waddle, but you've also gone and brought in a running back system that now we're seeing the best out of someone like Raheem Mostert. I mean, he's dominating, and that line up front has been incredible in creating gaps for anybody that's back there. We saw it a bit last year. It's got better this year. This Miami team is super serious right now, and their Super Bowl window is completely open this year and maybe next year. And you don't get many years of having a Super Bowl window. You should watch this Miami team because they could make a run for the whole thing.
Woo. Well, I would like to say that I've been saying this for the last like 2 years now about this team. However, I haven't filled in my bandwagon form. It's still with my membership with the 49ers.
Get back to them Giants.
However, we will discuss the 49ers, my bandwagon membership fan club with them. I promise you later on. But yeah, I don't know. It's just a tough one though. I think so many people going with Miami. I'm gonna have to go with the others. I think the Bills are going to pull something out because the Bills, for me, the defense is back.
They're still a great team.
You got to remember that defense was mean. So, and I'm not 100% sure if Waddle's going to be back for that game as well. So, if everything's on Tyreek Hill and then just obviously Raheem Mostert as well, they find ways to be able to stop it. I don't know. I do want Miami to win, clearly, but I've got a feeling about Buffalo. Because and it's at Buffalo too, and the winds of change
Oh, it's that Buffalo.
It's that Buffalo.
Yeah.
You change your prediction now, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's why I'm going bold on this. Look, Miami have won two away already. Let's go up to Buffalo and get another one in a big divisional game.
I like it.
All right. Let's move to a game of two teams that need a win. I'm coming back to you, Ollie. Minnesota at Carolina. Who have you got?
The Vikings are the NFC's Chargers, so they'll just find ways to lose as easily as possible. But the Panthers are the Panthers. I actually really enjoyed watching the Panthers with Andy Dalton though this week. Him and Adam Thielen rolling back the years and combining together. Yeah. That's the great thing about having experience and maybe not chucking in rookie QBs straight away and giving them some time. Look at what Love's doing in Green Bay as well. If the Panthers are going to maybe stick this out for a little bit longer with the Red Rifle himself, Andy Dalton, it could be a fun watch at least. I want to see Miles Sanders kicking up a gear as well. But the Vikings are too stacked. I want to see what happens with Justin Jefferson because he took a blow late towards the end of that Vikings-Chargers game, if he's going to be 100% or not. But they have enough in the tank to be able to find a victory. I think Kirk Cousins is actually balling out this year as well and looking really good. It's not a great defense on the Vikings for sure, but they're a better team than the Panthers. Vikings win.
George and then Ash.
Again, 2-0-3 teams. It's not great, but I am going to go with the Vikings. I'm not sold on Bryce Young, and whether he plays or not, I'm not sure. They don't have a great supporting cast, so that's probably a big deal as well. But I'm going with the Vikings. They narrowly lost out in the game on Sunday. And again, they have to win, just like the Panthers have to win. But I feel like I trust the coaching more. I trust the OC more. And I think the Vikings get this win over the Panthers. And the Panthers are going to drop to 0-4, man. Jeez, that is brutal.
Ash?
Yeah, this Panthers team is just not looking great at all. I mean, this is just an ugly game, really. I probably won't tune in, really, at all.
Ouch.
Just saying. But yeah, I mean, out of the two, it's difficult not to pick the Vikings here, just looking at players on paper anyway. I mean, some of the stats coming about Kirk Cousins this year are disgusting because I don't like Kirk Cousins, clearly Vikings QB. But yeah, man, if he can just kick it up a gear and everything, and if their running game, this Vikings running game, can actually show up and turn up for at least two quarters, that's all they need. They've got this win in the bag.
Sam, and then Scott.
I do think the Vikings win it. I'm a little bit concerned about the O-line of the Vikings at the moment. Kirk Cousins has been taking way too many hits in the last few games, and a couple of them blindsided as well. So, like, I don't know what's going on down there at the moment. He hasn't got the time that he has had. He needs that time to let Jefferson get further up the field to be free, and he hasn't been able to do that as often as he has done, obviously, certainly last season. I don't know if the Netflix thing has got to him because people are going to be onto him. That, as I said before, the guy needs to start training on a Tuesday. He needs the extra time because something's not right there at the moment. It's just probably lucky that they're going to play the Panthers where I think they'll get the win. And again, this week, as much as it was close, I still feel like the Chargers had another couple of gears. They probably could have gone up to make that score probably a little bit more flattering to themselves because their defense was all over that O-line of the Vikings. So, Vikings win, but like Ash, this is not one to be rushing home to watch.
They need a run game. That's what they need.
Take the pressure off Kirk.
Scotty, baby, bring us home.
What's all this hate for the Minnesota Vikings, guys? Come on. Vikings fans, I got you. You know what? I'm feeling good with this one. I'm going to lock this one in. My lock of the week. Vikings are going to win this one. I think it's a comfortable victory for them. They have too much star power, guys. It's just a matter of time before they get cooking. JJ, 150 yards in this last game. Justin Jefferson, he looked good. I know they lost against the Chargers, but Chargers are a high-powered offense. They went toe-to-toe with the Vikings. Vikings were awful running the ball. Alexander Mattison, I'm concerned for him because he had a couple. I feel like his confidence is knocked. He had a couple of fumbles and just a couple of weird plays. Cam Akers is now moved there now. Really intrigued to see how that dynamic works out. I think he has the potential to be the lead back there, and I think that could change how this offense kind of operates. Got to get TJ Hockenson involved more. He's like your Travis Kelce. He's like your safety blanket. Just go to him when times are tough. And look, Jordan Addison, the rookie's playing fantastic. Every game, he looks like he can score a touchdown. So much stronger offense than the Panthers, especially if the Panthers have Andy Dalton as well. I mean, it's one of these quarterbacks that the team aren't used. They would have prepped the whole season waiting for Bryce Young to be their starting quarterback. And now it's Andy Dalton in there. So that's kind of changes a couple of things. But I think the Vikings are just way too good to be 0-4. I don't see them going 0-4. And the Vikings love thrillers and they love doing things that they shouldn't do. Ash would know all about that, being a Packers fan. They always find a way, and I think they could make a late rush in the playoffs potentially. So this could be the turnaround for them. It's statistically very hard for teams to go, you know, from 0-3 and make the playoffs. But I think if there's any team that would be able to do it, it's likely the Vikings, purely because of their high-powered offense. So, yeah, Vikings fans are going to root for you. I got you in this one. Give me the Vikings.
I'm with the Vikings as well. Alexander Mattison had a had stick left, right, and center, some racist as well. So, honestly, no room in earth,
trash, man.
Let alone sports trash. For that. So, it's just you're just an excuse to just be a bum. And then also another motivation for him. You're in my fantasy team, and, you know, we're currently 3-0. So, you know what? Let's keep this party going. No words.
The next game, you've got to take the wins where you can find them this year, can't you? You've got to take the wins where you can find them. I definitely do.
Game ain't no party, though. Right, let's move through these games as quick as possible for the listeners who have only an hour to spare. So we are going to, oh my Lord, the Broncos and...
Yeah, that's what I said.
And... Chicago and Denver, who you got, Scott, please? This
quickly,
can't be long, this
short
one.
Short and sweet. No, there's not. It's not. I'll probably watch the adverts instead of watching this actual game. I'd probably prefer to do that. Give me the Broncos. I'm going to bring it down to just, I don't know, Russell Wilson. I'm going to trust him a little more, but he hasn't cooked in a while. But this Bears team is I don't even have the words. I'm actually speechless right now. I don't know how to describe this Bears team. It is terrible to watch. I know a lot of Bears fans, and they were optimistic coming into the season, and yet again, it's just like, how are we this bad? I'm going to go with the Broncos because I think they've the better... No, I can't even say it. I can't even say they've better defense. They just got 70 dropped on them this past weekend, but I think they might struggle against Justin Fields using his legs in the run game. But yeah, just give me the Broncos. I think Sean Payton is going to absolutely shred this team to parts in terms of the meetings that they're going to have this week. And I think they're going to come out and try and make a statement, but you can't make a statement when you get 70 dropped on you. But give me the Broncos, but it's a tough game. It's, yeah, I'm just going to stop talking about it because,
Samo.
I'm going with the Bears because, Scott, I don't think there's enough time in a week to go through 70 points in film. So they'll probably only get through half of the score. So, I'm going for the Bears. What a horrible game this is. I think I'd rather go and watch Pee Wee level or something in the park than this game. So, I'm going with the Bears. They're both scrappy teams. I do think Justin Fields' legs will get them over the line, though, in this game.
Ash, and then George?
Yeah, no, this Bears team is done. I'm going for the Broncos here. Redemption. They've just given up 70 points. No way are they coming back this week with another loss under their belt. They take the dub here.
George.
2-0-3 teams. Any team that loses by 70 points and then loses the week after, that franchise ceases to exist. They got to shut the whole thing down. Broncos win this game, plain and simple.
Shut it down.
Ollie.
Shut it down.
The Chicago Bears are wasting one of the best talents in the NFL right now in Justin Fields, and it's an absolute criminal shame that they're doing that. Because they're going to get this young kid injured before he gets to see the real success that he actually could with the skill set that he has. So everybody should want the Bears to lose every single week just so Justin Fields can get a trade to get out of there and get to a real franchise that isn't going to ruin him. The Broncos have a great squad on paper. They're just all over the place in how they want to actually use the athletic weapons that they've got. You know, Patrick Surtain Jr., for instance, is an absolute beast of a defensive player. You've got Marvin Mims, who's come in and looked really impressive. There is some potential to have here in Denver if they could just get the top put on them from the organization top down. So, yeah, Denver will get right in the end. Denver get victory this week.
I think this is another dud game, but I'll come back to you, Ollie. Baltimore Ravens, Cleveland Browns, who you got?
I don't mean to disrespect George's Colts here, but the Ravens and the Colts just did like a great job of fighting over who wants to lose that game in overtime. It was just middle of the field. You go for it on 4th and 4. We go for it on 4th and 4. Neither of us are getting anywhere. I'm not that impressed with how the Ravens have started this year. They've had injury problems straight off the bat anyway, and they need to get like Dobbins back, for instance, which is they're missing clearly in that run game this year at the moment with him out. I don't know. The Cleveland Browns look like a wrecking ball up front as well. Myles Garrett is forcing teams to take delay of game penalties because he's shifting all over the place. And the Seahawks were shifting two tight ends to whatever side Myles Garrett would slide to, pre-snap. So as much as I don't want Deshaun Watson to have any success in the NFL ever again, I'll go with the Browns.
George and Ash?
Yeah, I'm sorry to say it, but I think the Browns are going to win this game. I think defensively, they look really, really good. And offensively, they're doing just about enough to win games. The Ravens are missing too many guys that I think they won't be back in time for this game and to make a difference. So as much as I hate to say it, the Browns win this game.
Yeah, I've got to jump on the bandwagon with these two guys as well. These Ravens have been so underwhelming to me for the past 3 years straight. There is so much hype around Lamar Jackson, around this Ravens team. And then when push comes to shove, nothing happens. Something happens for maybe 2 minutes. It's a hot 2 minutes. Oh my God, put points on the board. Fantasy players are like, oh my God, I've got points here, points there. And then nada. It just, nothing happens. And you're just sat there feeling.
Capitulates.
Exactly. So, yeah, but I think right like Ollie said and stuff, it's a tough one because obviously, you know, Deshaun Watson with Browns and stuff. But I mean, just trying to park that to the side and just think about the team in general. The Browns team are looking a little bit dominant. They're looking a little bigger and stuff. So yeah, I think they take the win here.
I'm going to remind you lot to keep the same energy when we go over to their practice, the Ravens practice when they come over to London. Yeah, yeah. I'm going to remind you of that stuff.
I'll wear a tie and jersey, it's all right.
All right, Sam and then Scott.
Yeah, I think the Browns do win this as well as well. But with the Ravens, I'm a little bit concerned that this seems to be year on year out. You just said about injuries there. So is it something in the background that they're doing? You know, who's the conditioning coaches? Who's the strength coaches? What is happening for these guys to break down? You can't have that much bad luck before it becomes like, hold on, there's something else attributing to these injuries. Because I know Odell's made of glass. We do know this. He seems to do well getting his money and then becomes injured. It's nearly as good as the Neymar ankle when it's his sister's birthday time. So he seems to get it right every time after he gets paid. When you talk about wasting talent, I really hope they don't do it now with Zay Flowers. You know, this guy is a talent. And I think this is where Lamar now needs to step up and go, do you know what? I don't have to run with the ball and do everything myself. Let me start to use the talent I've got in front of me. You've got your safety blanket, Mark Andrews back. You've got Zay Flowers. You can obviously stretch it a little bit more. Yes, they need to get people back healthy on the board, but it is uninspiring. They need to do something, and I don't know what it is. As I say, if it's the background, is it the coaching now? Because Harbaugh's been there for a while, and it's not really happened since they obviously took the ring with Flacco. So something's not right there. So is what's getting wasted? Is it the talent because they're not performing, or is the coach not actually putting together a decent package for these guys at this point? But the Browns, I was impressed actually with, is it Jerome Ford? Obviously the new, yeah. You know, taking over, yeah. Chubb there.
Jerome Ford, yeah.
Really impressed with him. Mike, the catch he took in the corner of the end zone as well. Like I thought they had a new receiver on the cards. I couldn't believe it was the running back. You know, he's supposed to be a backup. Like, yeah, we don't want those Browns to win for obvious reasons at this point, but you can't take away the talent that they've got in that team as well. Forget Myles Garrett. They've actually got something on the other side of the ball, which is quite frightening. But yeah, I think they win this one and comfortably.
Got?
Just to quickly touch on, I'm going to go Browns, to quickly touch on the Ravens and how they performed last week. Last week, it just was not good enough. Kudos to George on sports and the Colts, you know, respect, go in there, win with one, yes, of your, sir, you know, your second string, basically. And Minshew had a great game. Sam, you said that Lamar needs to stop, you know, trying to do it all himself. And they you know, he doesn't need to. He's got the talent around him. Well, that was the issue in this game. He was their leading rusher. 101 yards he ran for, 2 touchdowns. Yes, it statistically looks great, but not good enough because they passed the ball for 48 yards. That was the leading receiver, was Zay Flowers at 48 yards. That's not good enough. You're not going to win enough games doing that. You've got to get the passing game moving. You brought in OBJ, gave him a big contract for a year. Make it happen, Ravens. And it just hasn't. And Mark Andrews, he needs to be more involved. On the Brown side of things, they were horrific running the ball. Yes, credit to Jerome Ford. He looked great, but they ran for 27 yards. That was their leading rusher. It was 27 yards, Pierre Strong. You can't run for 27 yards against the Ravens and expect to win this one. So I'm going to go with the Browns, and I'm going to say that they run the ball a lot more. Well, they need to. But Amari Cooper, what a day he had as well. 2 touchdowns in that game. So give me the Browns, better offense. But the Ravens, very, very disappointing, because I feel like a lot of fans would have felt like they should have had that win. And you know, things going wrong. Justin Tucker missing. He is human at the end of the day. But yeah, give me the Browns.
We have now reached the hurry up part of the show. Last 15 minutes, last quarter. Let's see who's got it, can make their points in a very short space of time. Let's get through it, guys. Scott, I'm going to start with you. We've got Rams at the Colts. Who have you got?
Rams at Colts. I'm going to go Rams. I'm going to make it short and sweet. Puka Nacua, what a player. Love to watch him. Think he's one of the best in the league right now. No one knew his name. A buddy in my fantasy draft, he drafted him. Credit to him. I laughed and said, who is this guy? In fairness, it worked. So credit to him. And Kyron Williams as well. Rams offense is looking really, really good. Yes, Colts, great victory. But I don't know if that was the Ravens being really, really bad or the Colts being really, really good. Their D-line is legit, though, for the Colts. So credit there. But no, give me the Rams. I like them in this one. I think they've got the better offense. But if Anthony Richardson starts, it does change a couple of things.
Samo, then Ash.
I'm going for the Colts. I can't believe it, but I am. I think if Anthony Richardson is back as well. I'm still not hyped about the Rams. So yeah, all me on the Colts.
Yeah, I'm leaning towards the Colts as well. What we saw yesterday with the Ravens and stuff, there's a bit of fight and stuff in you. I do think it's actually going to be a bit of a high scoring game. I think the Rams are going to put up a lot of points. It's going to be tough. If Anthony Richardson starts, great. If he doesn't, squeaky bum time, but still, I'm going to go Colts. Good to you, George. Let's go.
Coming to you last, George, but who have you got, Ollie?
I'm taking the Rams. Love seeing a new star rise in Nacua. Although we're doing this before the Rams have played on Monday Night Football, I think. So, you know, this could be a completely different analysis when we get into Tuesday morning and suddenly it's like, oh, geez, everybody's out suddenly for the Rams. Aaron Donald's still an absolute wrecking ball. I think we're going to have another, oh, no, oh, Jesus, of Aaron Donald coming up the middle again this week.
So
regardless of who's in there, either the young gun getting scared or Garner Minshew realizing that, oh, yeah, I'm back in the NFL and these things can happen. Sorry, George, I'll go with the Rams.
That's all good. Anthony Richardson will be back. We will have the dual rushing ability, that the deep ball threat, which the Rams haven't dealt with yet. The Colts win this game. That's all to be said.
I'm going to go with the Rams. The Rams have really impressed me. I thought the season was going to be a write off, but I feel like they're the old school pre Todd. You know, when Todd Gurley was the man. Mm-hmm. Rams. I really like how they're playing. So I will go with the Rams. Right, okay. Ollie, I'll start with you. The Steelers at the Texans. Who you got?
Steelers don't want to win games. Najee Harris, where the hell is this guy at the moment? Like, meant to be the all-conquering running back in the NFL coming out. Last year, a lot of hype, didn't produce. This year, a lot of hype, still not producing. Not into Kenny Pickett. Just not having it at all as a starting quarterback at the moment. Steelers fans, big fans of it. I'm not seeing enough from him. It's the fact it's against the Texans that the Steelers win more than anything else. And the Texans had a great win this week, but it's against the Jags that they know well. I don't see the same thing happening when Mike Tomlin will out-coach this game to get the victory. Steelers win.
Georgie boy.
Texans win, lock of the week. They've been playing.
Whoa!
Yeah. Like that. Okay.
They're playing really well on offense. Let's not forget their head coach is a defensive mastermind in DeMarco Ryans, right? Let's not forget that. CJ Stroud is balling. You've got guys like Tank Dell, Nico Collins, who are balling out. And their defense is their defense. I know they've lost two games, but the Steelers are trash right now. The Steelers are trash. Kenny Pickett is trash. Najee Harris is trash. He won't be their running back next season. Jaylen Warren is there waiting to take his job. Texans are going to make a statement. This is my look of the week, and they're going to beat the Steelers.
Ash?
Yeah, I'm rolling with these Texans too. I think they've got it. CJ Stroud was hot yesterday. That was just great to see. And like George said there, they've got some stack wide receivers who are on the field for nearly every single snap of the ball. Like, I like the fight that they've got this year, considering last year they kind of almost gave up a little bit and half-assed it. But I like it. And yeah, just up against the Steelers team who aren't giving us anything, I like the Texans' chance there to win.
Samo?
Yeah, I'm with the Texans. I said it on one of our earlier pods about CJ Stroud. Calm, collective. He looks like he's playing at someone that's played in this league for a while. And yeah, DeMarco Ryans is getting them on the right side of things at this stage. So, yep, I'm in with the Texans. And yeah, but Mike Tomlin doesn't have a losing record, though, this season. Still doesn't happen.
Scott.
I'm rocking with the Steelers, guys. You give me the Steelers all day in this one. I'm a bit surprised there. I think the Steelers are better, way better defense. I know they played the Las Vegas Raiders, and that is what it is with Jimmy Garoppolo. And there was a few bit of talking about Josh McDaniels going for the field goal rather than actually going through, try to attempt a touchdown when he mathematically couldn't have won the game. So the score maybe looks a little better than it should. But the Steelers, they were better teams on paper. I would look at them. There's a lot of rookies on this Texans team. This is a more experienced Steelers team. And Mike Tomlin is Mike Tomlin. He will find a way to get victories. He's going up against a first-year head coach. I think he's going to outsmart him, outcoach him in this game. I think it comes down to coaching, because I do agree talent-wise, there is a lot of great, great wide receivers. And CJ Stroud, he looks great for the Texans. But no, Steelers in this one, purely down to just them as an organization and how they operate. I think they'll be much stronger in this one. And their defense, I think we're going to see TJ Watt get the CJ Stroud. So we might get a, oh no, here comes TJ Watt from CJ Stroud if he's mic'd up. Because yeah, and George Pickens, Dre, I'm always backing him. I backed him last year. It became a running joke. I love George Pickens. Pickett to Pickens is where it's at, and we're seeing it a lot. He is the wide receiver one on this team, and he's going to make it noticeable in this game. So, yeah, give me Steelers.
I'll go with the Steelers. I'm coming back to you, Scott, with the Bucks and the Saints. Who have you got?
Oh, I'm going to go with the Bucks because Baker Mayfield is playing good football right now. But like Ollie said earlier, we haven't actually seen the Bucks play just yet this week. So this could all change come the start of this week. But give me the Bucks. Mike Evans playing great football. Saints looked a bit all over the place against the Packers, like they kind of lost their identity a little bit. But great defense there. So low scoring affair. But give me the Bucks. I think they get it done with Baker.
Sam?
I'm going to go to Bucks just because I think Derek Carr is going to be too banged up, that shoulder injury. I think if he was playing, I would have gone with the Saints. But I'm going with the Bucks, and not because of Baker Mayfield. I can't ever say that. So just the Bucks.
Ashton and George?
Yeah, if Derek Carr is playing, this Saints team and that defense, ooh, that was nice to see, even as Packers fan. This Bucks team, though, I'm not sure. They've been kind of my fraudulent winners for the past couple of weeks. Like, have they deserved these wins, or has it just been a bit fluke, a bit lucky and stuff? I don't know. Screw it. I'll go Saints.
George?
It is tempting to go Saints because Taysom Hill is probably going to be the guy running the ball everywhere. Alvin Kamara, I think, might be back. I'm not sure.
Yeah, he could be back in this week.
I think he is, yeah.
I'm going to say Saints because I don't believe in Baker Mayfield. So Saints win this game.
Ollie?
I'm going to take the Saints because after that beating that the Buccaneers took on Monday Night Football, it was brutal. Their loss to Philadelphia, really, really harsh indeed. They're going to be reeling after that defeat. I think that's one of those emotional ones that batters them. No, I like the Bucs, to be honest. Mike Evans is still going to have another cracking, 1,000-yard season like he always seems to do, whether it's Baker Mayfield or whoever throwing to him. But I do think the Bucs have perhaps outperform themselves so far this year, and the Saints defense will bring them, particularly that offense, back down to reality. Saints get the victory, but in a short one. Look, we could have another 9-0 like we had 2 years ago.
I'm gonna go to New Orleans, because I hate Baker Mayfield. Now, Ollie, who have you
don't got? Need to say anything. You don't. Cincinnati against Tennessee, and Cincinnati win. Tennessee are one of the worst units that I've seen this season so far. They're a miserable watch. Ryan Tannehill's taken about 8 steps backwards, and that's when he's dropping back to take another sack because he's got no protection. Hopkins is doing absolutely nothing. Should have stayed in Arizona. Would have been a better bet for him to stick around there. Sam, you can keep that jersey up because I'm not going to trek back on that either. The Tennessee Titans are terrible. And if Derrick Henry wasn't there, it'd be so much worse. So much worse. Bengals get the victory. They'll lose tonight, the Bengals, on Monday Night Football, but they'll get the victory, bounce back this week.
Nice. George and then Ash.
Yeah, I don't know if you've heard, but Joe Burrow actually might be going on IR, so I don't know how much that's going
to impact. Oh, no.
And that's quite bad. So, oh, gosh. I'm going to go Bengals still, but be aware that Joe Burrow is pretty much done for the next 4 games. But, hey, Titans are trash, so Bengals.
Ash?
Yeah. Just got to reiterate what both Ollie and George, have just said. I'm going to go with the Bengals. That's Joe Burrow news. That's tough. I mean, we see what it's like when you've got new QBs or kind of second stringers coming in and everything. It can all kind of fall to pieces. But yeah, this Texans team is trash. So yeah, big up the Bengals. Who day?
Sam and then Scott.
This whole Joe Burrow thing. Jake Browning, QB, and he back up.
No, it's not Jake Browning, I think.
I got no idea. Who is the backup? Let's have a look.
Or Will Greer? There's two of them. I don't know who it is. But Jake Browning. Either way, Titans are
horrible. Greer sounds like a second division footballer, let alone a freaking... plays a Tranmere or something.
That's where they got Browning.
Is Browning? Yeah.
Browning, yeah.
All right. Yeah, doesn't change much. Unless Henry can play in every other position for the Titans. So, yeah, I'm going to go with the Bengals.
Scotty, bring us home.
Bengals, short and sweet, best receiving trio in the league. It doesn't matter if Joe Burrow is or not playing. They're going to win. They're the better team. Like the Titans, Derrick Henry, 20 yards against the Browns. What? It's just awful offensively and defensively. They've been really, really poor. Bengals with Joe Mixon on all that talent with Jamar Chase and T. Higgins. They've got to get it right. And the big stars will pull through for them in this one. So, yeah, give me the Bengals.
Coming back to you, and don't be biased. Washington at Philadelphia.
God. Jeez.
No, how can he be biased? He's a Cowboy fan. Yeah, he wants the stadium to blow up.
No, like... but it's actually like pick your poison more so than being biased. Like, no, I'm going to go Philly. Washington just got shown for what they are this weekend against the Bills, and that's not a very good football team, if you ask me. Credit to Eric Bieniemy, what he's gone in and done there with the offense. It's great to see. It's impressive, and credit to him. But no, this Washington Commanders team, or Washington football team, it's just not good. And the Philadelphia Eagles, as much as it hurts for me to say it, they are a much better team than the Commanders. So they will win this one and win it pretty comfortably. And I expect AJ Brown to have a big day because he's complaining because he's not getting the ball too much. But hey ho, that's the football league. So yeah, give me the Eagles.
You had to do some QB. But, Sam, who you got?
Eagles. The Washington football team got lucky in week one. So I'm looking at them now and they're still tripping over everything that they could. So, yeah, I'm going with the Eagles and this could be a bit of a beating.
Ash and then George.
Yeah, this is tough. I mean, Washington were the only team to beat the Eagles last year, though. Which is always interesting, and anything can happen on any given Sunday. We all know that. But yeah, I mean, it's difficult not to pick the Eagles this time around. They're looking a bit dominant, so I will go the Eagles here.
Yeah, definitely Eagles. Every position on the field, the Eagles have a better person. You know, they're outmatched. They outplay, outclass, out-talent everyone on the other side of the ball for the Commanders. So Eagles win. It's a pretty easy win. Probably run out that score too.
Oh, Ollie,
it's a close win. I'm so nervous, actually, genuinely, because last year I went into this game and was like, we're going to dominate. We're going to absolutely dominate. And I sat there in a bar in Los Angeles and watched the Eagles. It was their first game of the season. I was like, are you kidding me? To the freaking Commanders? All right. With Porky Pig as a mascot, like not having that. So, divisional games are always tough. Like, they're always going to be tough. They know each other inside out pretty much. The Eagles are still kind of just gelling together with the change of coordinators on offense and defense. So it will be closer than I think you guys think, but I think the Eagles will win it and will be undefeated by that point.
There'll never be a time in my life that I ever root for the Eagles. So go Washington, convincing victory, you know, and maybe they'll run up the score. Come back to you, Ollie. The Raiders at the Chargers. Who have you got?
It should be Chargers. I love this Chargers team in terms of the talent pool that they have on it. Mike Williams, we just heard before we were recording, is out. That's going to be a big loss. Obviously, Keenan Allen can't do it all. Then they're going to need Josh Palmer, who's been expected to kind of make that step last year and didn't really step up to kind of become a big number three target for Justin Herbert. But Justin Herbert is the most talented quarterback on the most ill-coached and ill-game-managed team, perhaps over the last 3 years in the NFL. They find new and peculiar ways to allow other teams to stay in a game, and they almost threw it away again this week against the Vikings. They almost blew it. They did blow it against the Miami Dolphins when they should have had that game in hand because of stupid PI calls and silly coaching mistakes going into halftime. But I love the Chargers. If I could have a second team, it would be the Chargers. And Vegas Raiders with Jimmy G, I mean, look, fine. They're not that interesting to watch anymore. Jimmy G is solid and stable. He's like what Theresa May wanted the freaking Conservatives to be strong and stable. And and the Raiders and the Raiders aren't
going politics into this.
Politics.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Sorry.
You're right. And,
yeah, so I'll take the charges.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm bailing out.
George, please save us. Following that, I can't live up to that kind of hat. I'm sorry, but
when you're dropping charges. Theresa May on an NFL podcast, you know stuff's happening.
Nah, it's a Chargers win. I don't know if Jimmy Garoppolo. I think they were assessing him for concussion. I don't know if he's actually out or not, but I'm going with the Chargers. I don't know if they get Eckler back. They desperately need him because Joshua Kelly can't run the ball for nobody. But yeah, the Chargers are a strange team, and if Staley's not going to keep his job after the season, but the Chargers will win this game.
Ash, and then Sam.
Short and sweet. Chargers win. Boom.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah.
Can I just also say that's going to be my lock of the week.
Nice.
I'm taking the Chargers win here. Yeah.
Love how you zoomed into the screen to deliver that. I like that.
I love that. The effect.
Sam?
Yeah, Chargers win, and we'll get to see a bit more of Quinton Johnson. Right, expect big things for. So, yeah, look out for him. But yeah, Chargers win.
And Scott?
Yeah, Chargers win. And yeah, Sam, you've just taking the name off the sheet there that I had, Quinton Johnson. Look out for him. This is what he's ready for. This is his moment. Big bodied receiver out of TCU. Mike Williams' absence, he steps up. Chargers get the victory. And Kellen Moore, former Cowboy offensive coordinator, he's going to dial up some cool things against the Raiders. So, yeah, give me the Chargers.
I'm leaving you last for this one because I know what you're going to say. So, we are going to Dallas. Ollie, I'm going to start off with you.
Cowboys win. New England aren't that good. Dallas will bounce back after this week. They're going to be riled up for losing to the Cardinals.
No hope of magic. Yeah. Right. Sam, who you got?
Yeah, Cowboys. They're not as bad as people think they are. Do you know what I mean? I think they should win this one.
Wow. Merciful. George and then Ash.
Any given Sunday, and this is one of them Sundays, the Patriots win this ball game.
Have you brought your lock out already?
Yeah, I was going to use it on this one, but I've used it on the, I forgot what game it was, and I think it's the Vikings game. I don't know. No, Texans beating the Steelers.
Yeah, you took Texans.
Yeah, Patriots are going to win this game. Andy Reid is climbing that list of all-time wins. He now sits just behind Bill Belichick, and Bill Belichick is close to Don Shula in third. Patriots come out and win this game and make a statement. They ain't going to have a good season going forward, but they do beat the Cowboys. And the drama in the media continues for America's team. I'm so sorry, Scott, but yeah, Patriots win this game.
Ash?
Yeah, I'm riding high with the Patriots win here. If I didn't use my lock for the Chargers, I would have used it for the Patriots here as well. I'm loving the Patriots defense. I think they're such an underrated defense, and people are sleeping on them every single week. I mean, for good reason sometimes. But yeah, I think we've seen now some holes in this Cowboys team, and these are holes that Bill Belichick is now showing his team, and they are all learning what they can do to get that win. The Cowboys tumble, and we get another little person on that Cowboys meme of who done boys.
Best takes.
Yeah. Scott, rep your team.
I rep my team, but no, I agree. I do agree with Ash. I'm not as confident going into this one as I'd like to be. I might be a little sick, but it's not gone to my head, you know. I'm still there. No, okay, it's got to be Cowboys, but the Pats defense is serious. And I like Zach Wilson. Keenan Allen had more passing yards than Zach Wilson this week. I mean, does that go to Zach Wilson being really bad or the Pats being really good? I think it's got to be the Pats being really, really good. And Ezekiel Elliott, he's going to be fired up for this one. He had a good game last weekend, 80 rushing yards. And, you know, look out for him. He might want to make a point in this one. But there was no reason why the Cowboys should have lost that game against the Cardinals. So, credit to your Cardinals. They performed really well. But, like, the run game was there. The passing game was there. We were just defensively not the way we were. And I think it comes down to confidence. And I mentioned this before, we've lost Trayvon Diggs, ACL tear, out for the season. I think losing a leader like that completely rocked this Cowboys defense, and suddenly they don't feel as secure back in the secondary as they did. And he was a leader. The Cowboys quarter scoring against the Cardinals was a field goal, a touchdown, a field goal, and field goal. That's against one of the worst defenses in the league. I'm concerned as to how this offense is going to get the points against the Pats. It's going to be a sluggish one. I hope we come out on fire, but this could be a really, really low scoring affair. But give me the Cowboys. I'm hoping we pull through, and with our weapons, you know, we them boys at the end of the day. But geez, that was, it's been a rough week.
Brutal.
Yeah.
Well, I never will root for the Cowboys. So I'm going to go for a miracle. A miracle that the Patriots come and run things. But yeah, I think everyone needs to relax on the Cowboys. I think they're decent team. But I didn't know about Diggs. I forgot about that one.
Yeah, yeah, he's gone.
So yeah, no playoffs for you. So let's come back to hold on a second. I'm gonna save the best for last for this one. let me slow down here. Hey, whoever's listening. You're 5 minutes over. What's a little bit more time between friends? So you're gonna enjoy this one. Pull the car over because this is gonna be great. Right, Scott, who have you got for this one? It is the Cardinals visiting the 49ers, the champions elect.
Oh god, no, I won't even go on a ramble on this one. It's the 49ers. I thought the Dallas Cowboys were the best team in football coming into this week. Now I am swiftly moving away from that. We'll always support my Cowboys, but it's got to be the 49ers. They look so, so good offensively. I'm loving what they're doing. They got Kittle involved more so this week, and that was great to see. I think the Cardinals kind of fairy tale. We got a win. It ends this week, and it does. It's big brother, little brother, and that's what this game is. The 49ers are going to dominate the Cardinals in this one. It's going to be dangerous. So, yeah, give me the 49ers.
Yeah. Ash, who you got?
The 49ers all day, every day. I'm sensing fumble recoveries, a defensive touchdown, double digit sacks. I am predicting it all from this stack defense. But yeah, I mean, it's the 49ers, man. This is a dominant team. They're looking good. Up against the Cardinals. Yeah, sorry, Sam, but there's no way the Cardinals are beating the 49ers here.
George?
Yeah, I think the Cardinals will do some good things because they went and beat one of the best defenses in the league. But the 49ers are the 49ers. Let's not play around. They're going to win this game in the 4-0.
I feel like this is a banquet. You know, when you were around, you go, come, eat, enjoy, die. Cardinals. Ollie, who you got?
Feathers are going to be all over the place. The Cardinals are going to get stripped bare by the 49ers. Oh. Yeah, it's going to be brutal, I think. It could be really ugly. I mean, we thought Denver-Miami was bad. We could be looking at 73 points with 50 of them coming from the defense.
Oh,
I mean,
Lord.
Obviously, I'm over-exaggerating, Sam, but it's not going to be. I'd avoid that 425 window if I were you, mate.
Sam, what say you about your team?
Are you not finished?
I'm waiting.
I was just checking if you lot are finished. That was all. I was just trying to block it out. I'm going to go back to Jonathan Gannon pulling over in his G-Wagon to remind people what the Eagles did to the 49ers and what they did there and his record against this 49ers team. Let's not get it twisted. Yes, we're not the Eagles team.
Correct.
Yes, we're not the team that people are going to be like, oh, this is going to be close. But actually, I think it will be closer than you think. I think people have been writing us off this whole time. I think some of the plays that have gone out throughout the last few weeks just need those little tweaks, and we got the job done. The Cowboys are still the same Cowboys team that were 2-0 at the time. Yeah, they were still beating on people. Yes, one player has come out of that defense, but there's still another 10 players on there, and we still dealt with them.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, when you watch this game, don't be sitting there like we're going to get dismantled, because it ain't going to happen. You lot, you're one of many that have been saying that we were going to get dismantled and we're going to get the beat down. But we weren't the one that's held the 70-20 loss. We aren't the ones that have lost to a potentially the worst team in the league. and we're not sitting. Oh, we're sitting there with the same record as people thought the Giants were going to get in the playoffs. That team, yeah, exactly. So why don't you all hush your gums? But we're still going to lose.
Allow me to use my lock.
Oh, the lack of bravery. Easy. Here. This is
so
ugly.
Easy.
My throat so is easy. So ugly. Sore, yet it will be back in order for this to cheer on my bandwagon team, the 49ers, when they hand the Cardinals their arse. And I'm going to enjoy every minute of this. I wish, you know what, I must say this, right? Now, everyone knows I'm with DAZN. If you've got Game Pass, which you should do, if you don't, for shame, watch this game on Game Pass, because you will get your popcorn, get your chicken, get all your treats, get your beer, whatever you want, get it and enjoy this meal, because I'm telling you now, you will not be disappointed. They will run the score, and this is gonna be embarrassing, and I will be using my lock of the week, guaranteed. 49ers win.
Ooh.
There we go.
Wow.
Right.
Okay. I'm riled up.
We still got a game left, haven't we? We still got a game left.
We've got two more. And I just realized that.
Yeah.
Just,
okay. Yeah.
You might want to use it on something.
Oh, I know where that lock. I said I used my lock yet. I'm just saying.
Right. Ollie, I'm going to come to you very quickly. The Swifties have adopted Kansas City Chiefs as their team. I am a Swiftie, unapologetically. I loved every minute of her getting excited about it. If you're a hater, then I can't help you. You haven't got no joy in your heart. seeing someone enjoy football. Now, what say you, Ollie? Were you with the joy or were you with the hate?
I don't want to see a single second of Taylor Swift during an NFL broadcast this year. I don't want to see it on social media of the chest bump. I don't want to see the LFG being praised. I don't, for getting a touchdown and make it 41-0. That's not a let's effing go moment. That's a Kelsey's mum next to her was perfect with that. Yep, nice. My son's got another touchdown. And Taylor's up there as annoying as we've seen Patrick Mahomes' wife in the past.
Yo.
I'm saying put those two in the box of Arrowhead, and I'm walking away from that stadium right now.
This is how you get cancelled, bro. You don't mess with these. You don't do that. You'll be in the same box as Kanye.
I love Taylor Swift's music. I'm all about that. That's fine with me. Don't show me it during an NFL game. Don't have Aaron Andrews asking Patrick Mahomes about the Swifties in a post-game interview when we could actually have some breakdown of a game. I'm the miserable guy here. I get it. I know. I like my sports being sports. I don't want my sports being music, entertainment, and sports. Leave that elsewhere. Follow Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift in the middle pages, in the showbiz ranks or whatever. Give it 4 weeks and then she'll be writing a song about how she was, you know, hurt by a tight end or something like that. It'll all end in tears. Oh. It always does. Oh, and let's just get back to watching NFL football. I want the Jets to win this so badly just to shut down the Swifties right now. But Kansas will win.
Who hurt you? Who hurt you? That's what I want to know. I want to know.
I am a broken
Taylor
human
Swift
being.
Well, let's get away from broken Tigger here, and we'll go to George on Sports. My friend.
Yeah, look. I mean,
please have some joy and love in your heart. Don't you love love?
Nah, look. I'm not a fan of Swift. I'm not a fan, but I'm with Ollie on certain aspects. I don't want to see that. I want to see the game, and I want to see more of the breakdown. Let them have their moment elsewhere. Back to the game, though. This is going to be ugly. It's going to be real ugly. I think the Chiefs are going to run up some kind of score. Yes, the Jets have a solid defense, but we're talking about the Chiefs here. Things are clicking. The guys are looking good again. The Jets ain't going to put up any points, and the Chiefs easily win this game. So, yeah, sorry, Jets, but it's downhill from here.
Exactly. Right. Ash, who you got?
Sorry, can we just please put Ollie saying who like hurt by a tight end as the trailer's going out?
No,
I can't.
Oh my god, that was amazing.
That's never gonna work again. Yeah. Brilliant, no. Excellent.
Yeah, that'd be the end of you.
This Chiefs team is looking great. I mean, I'm excited about what I'm seeing about some of these wide receivers, these new guys that are coming up in this team. Travis Kelce can't do everything. You see these players in every single team. Yes, there's always a dominant player. There's the wide receiver one, the QB one and everything. You can't win the team by yourself. And that's what I think Travis Kelce was trying to do before. But now we've got some new blood coming in. I mean, Rice had a game yesterday when I was watching it last night and everything. I think the Chiefs team win it and everything. And obviously you've got Chris Jones back on defense. He looked happy yesterday. He had some sacks and stuff in him. And this Jets team, I think they crumble a little bit. So yeah, going for the Chiefs.
Stan?
Easy.
Are you not excited by this new romance?
Let him be. Like Ollie said, I'll give Ollie this his dues. Let's keep it football. It's nice that he's found a bit of love and doesn't have to do his own TV show to find it. Because if you haven't seen that,
Chasing Kelce.
But honestly, big Trav. I'm glad he gets to do that. And let's see if his fashion ups it a little bit more because he's got to outdo her each week now.
Well, Scott, do you believe in love?
I do. This is a love story as well. This game against the Jets. I mean, I'm trying to use Taylor Swift songs in this, but I don't know enough to put it in there. But I'm a big Swifty. Yeah. I think guys were looking at this all wrong. It's positive. It's showing a celebrity getting involved in American football. It can only but help maybe get a couple of fans involved, maybe a couple of new Chiefs fans. So I think it's positive. Yeah, the camera panned maybe a little too much, but let's see. You know, if the Chiefs end up losing the game, if she was at that Lions game week one, would she be going, acting the same way? Who knows? But look, Chiefs, focusing on this game here, Travis Kelce, any game that Taylor Swift's on, he's going to be playing out of his mind because he's going to want to impress. He wanted that touchdown. You could tell it didn't matter if they were 65 points up. He was going to score. It was a lock. But the Chiefs are going to win this one purely because the Jets have, I might say, the worst offense in football. 3 points they put up last week, just truly awful. And I've seen no bright sparks from Zach Wilson. I was hoping that maybe under Aaron Rodgers in the offseason, he might be back in the groove. He might learn a thing or two. But if anything, it's been really, really poor. So yeah, Chiefs win this. Don't need to babble on too much about it. But the run game is looking very good, I will just say as well. Pacheco's looking strong and so is Jerick McKinnon. So give me the Chiefs.
Well, I'm with the Swifties. We're gonna go with Kansas. You know, that old man in the stands who almost lost his teeth. He's gonna be real angry this time. I'm telling you now that it's gonna be an exhibition. Now, Uncle Dre has something for you guys. If you have Jerick McKinnon in your team, your fantasy team, start him in this game. You're welcome. You'll thank me later. I promise you that. Any Chiefs team, I said this last week, any Chiefs player that you have, start them this week because they're going to be points. Sam doesn't listen to me, and that's why his team is 0-3. I'm using this just before he comes for my Giants. Now,
yeah, because you know now we're Seahawks.
Well, I'll start off with Scott. Let me just delay my pain. I'll leave Sam to come last. Scott, it's Seattle visiting the Giants, my G-men. Who you got?
Yeah, I'm going to go Seahawks. No surprise there. You're not going to root for my Cowboys? No, I'm not that bitter. I'm not that guy. It's Seahawks. They're a better team. Offensively, they're stronger. Yes, you know, the Giants, they got the victory. They've got that kind of off their chest now. But I just have not seen enough from this Giants team. I thought they could actually be pretty good with Darren Waller and the likes of that coming in. Jalen Hyatt had high expectations for him too. I think it might take a couple more weeks for him to really settle in. But no, I'm rolling with the Seahawks and on this one. The K-9, Kenneth Walker, he is a big day in this one. So little tip from Scotty, if you have Kenneth Walker in your fancy football lineup, start him in this one because he's going to have a big day running all over the Giants defense. So yeah, give me the Seahawks. Go Hawks.
Let me just edit that out of there. So, Ash, who you got?
Seahawks. I'm sorry, Dry.
Sorry, did you have sight in your throat? It took you way too long to say that.
Yeah, no, no. I was just trying to think. I was like, man, could this be a game that the Giants just come back and just do something? Danny Dimes just does something. But yeah, I mean, yeah. Sorry, Dre. A Seahawks.
George.
I think it'd be closer than people think. Stafford and the Rams went out and, you know, beat the Seahawks, and not a lot of people were thinking that was going to happen. Obviously, the Seahawks won yesterday. Things are starting to click. I am going to go to the Seahawks. I think it'll be closer than people think, probably looking at a one-score game, maybe even a field goal game. You haven't got Saquon Barkley. I don't think he's going to be back for another couple of weeks or few weeks yet. So that's going to be the main thing here. You lose this game and you fall to 1-3. It is what it is.
Ollie?
Oh, God. Grab your popcorn. Grab your beer. Oh, grab your sweet. Yeah, Seattle wins, Dre. You know it's going to happen. Seattle wins.
Oh, damn.
I can't wait till next week when I come back. All right, let's get out of the way.
Wait, I'm not scared of you. I'm scared of the Swifties right now, to be honest.
Yeah, exactly. At him there, definitely. Right, Sam, get over and done with.
I am rolling with what Shannon Sharp said, and I'm going to have my 50 drums, my 20 flats ready for this, because you're going to get a beat down. And if anyone's seen the meme where you're like, there's that guy with a stick poking it, do something. That's Danny. I can't throw a dime. 137 yards.
Yeah.
137 yards in a game. Trash. Took your money. Robbed you. Ski mask on. Took your money. Walks past Doble like that. Gives him the shoulder as he walks past. Yeah, pay me. I ain't doing nothing today. That is what's going to happen on this one. Pete Carroll's laughing at you. 71, 72-year-old. He might as well be playing QB for you boys. Trash.
There's no logic.
This is where my lock of the week goes. Yeah, this is it's the last game. I'm the only one who hasn't used it because I've been waiting in the shadows. This is the one. Yeah. I'm so glad it was the last game as well. Just so it's ingrained in your mind as you leave and finish this pod with your trash team. Anyway, Seahawks win. Good side, apparently, the Seahawks. Look quite good. Yeah, got some fancy little plays that they've put together as well. Pete Carroll reinventing a few bits. And, yeah, light work this Sunday.
Well, thank you for that. I appreciate your time. And, you know what, 49ers, please do not let me down. Because, you know, I'm putting it everything, all my emotion. More so than, I think we'll win. I think we'll win. I'm not 100% convinced, but I think we'll be 2-2. I'm judging it by this. We have played two powerhouses in theory. So we've played the Cowboys, who are a powerhouse. Oh, be quiet. Yeah, they just relaxed with you. And then we played the 49ers, who are champions elect. And we handled the Cardinals when they thought they were going to win. We was like, nah. Mm. We might lose a few games, but not to you lot. That's for damn sure.
Danny Dimes, we could believe how easy it was. I think that's why we took our foot off the gas. But
whoa. All right. Right. Right, guys, anyone got any news, anything coming up that we should be looking out for London games-wise?
If you're going to the Wembley game on Sunday, you might not see me, but you will hear me. There you go.
See you in the actual outfit.
I don't know about that. I'm making no doubt.
I just want it for the record. I'm a journalist. I'm just asking questions.
May be wearing an official AFC South rival gear in one way or another. Maybe. Not out of choice. I'm just saying, if you don't see me, definitely.
That's
what I got coming.
Ash, you're going to be out and about, meeting fans,
patrolling the streets. Come say hi. I'll have a beautiful little 888 sport microphone. You cannot miss us. But yeah, it'll be fun roaming the streets, just getting to chat to people, which is something I love. just going out there. Sometimes it's trying to bleed water from a stone when somebody shoves a camera in someone's face, which makes it all that little bit more exciting. But yeah, it should be good. And I'm excited to see actually how many Americans make the trip over for this one, because the last time the Falcons were in town, oh, they came over in droves. That was fun. Yeah. So I'm excited.
Besides me, you know, wishing for Sam's Cardinals downfall, I will be outside looking for, you know, maybe lucky competition winners to win maybe something really special with DAZN. Do not come up to me and talk to me about the app or how anything's working or not working.
No, they're coming for you, Ray.
Just know, just know this. Like, I clap back. Just know that, right? So... I'm looking forward to it. Sam, are you looking forward to the London Games? And Scott and Ollie, are you looking forward to witnessing all of the festivities? And fingers crossed a fly over this time.
Always look forward to it. But now it's just extra spicy seeing that we've got a new bandwagon Jags fan that's wearing his Colts gear. So that's just even better. See now, it's so spicy.
I have one question. Look at that AFC South table. Enough said.
Wow, you know what? I must say this.
If you're not a glory hunter, it's nice. It's nice to know.
Right. Okay, that's it. We've gone over. We will try to be an hour at some point during the season. You know, there's a lot of big mouths in this group. I'm being one of them. But I love these guys dearly. And thank you for listening to us. And check us out next week. And then obviously, check me out on DAZN, promoting NFL Game Pass on DAZN, where you can actually watch all of the games and all of the NFL content to your heart's content, including the 49ers Arizona beating. Now, we'll catch you guys next week. All right, peace.